morning out there in Taxi Land. It's the Mike and Abe Show. Today is Sunday.
Yes.
And, Mike, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here in body and in spirit, which often doesn't happen at the same time.
How's the streets lately?
Streets have been very good. I got to tell you, man, I don't know all this. It gets me very annoyed when I hear all this wah about, oh, it's so horrible. I think a lot of these guys, and this is my opinion, obviously, I think a lot of guys are trying to make money on the pity party. They're trying to make it seem like it's really horrible and it's bad, it's the end of the world. The streets have been very good. The cab hasn't been empty for 3 days. I got to tell you the truth. I mean, and I'm like the laziest effing cab driver on the streets.
Uh-huh.
And I just open the door and I go to work and there's somebody in the car. And so all these people it's very, I think everybody's on board with crying because they see a good way to make a buck off of their alleged misery. But I don't see it at all. And I wish some of these guys would stop crying and get back to work. Honestly, the guys who are crying are the Uber guys. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the streets.
How many yellows are out on the street now? It's now January, okay? Yeah. How many yellows are out on the street as compared to, say, 6 or 7 months ago?
Right now they're getting the big nights out. The scary thing during the real taxi crisis was they weren't getting their cars out on Fridays and Saturdays and Thursdays, and that was, like, really scary. For a fleet owner, I could see that. But now they are, in fact, getting their cars out on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the big nights. It's a little hit and miss on the off-peak nights, but the fact of the matter is the business is back, and the fact of the matter is it's very annoying listening to these professional whiners trying to pimp. When they say never let a good crisis go to waste, they want to hang on to this crisis like a dog is hanging on to a soup bowl. Because now that the crisis is winding down, they're shooting themselves in the foot because instead of telling the drivers, say, listen, you're going to make money now, come on back, they're still pumping the, oh, it's so horrible routine, and the drivers hear that, and they don't come back. So for the drivers who have come back from Uber and from these other knucklehead outfits, they're doing okay. So that's the good news, and I really can't emphasize how much that is the good news, because for a while, I don't got to tell you, it was scary.
Mm-hmm. What have your passengers been telling you?
Now, this is the show that we should be doing, like, all the time, because the passengers, it's a lot of stuff going on. The passengers see their credit card bills coming in from the surge days. Now, this is a little complex. Could you give me a couple minutes to roll with this?
Sure.
Okay, the passengers, first of all, are getting into static with their various bookkeepers and bosses because the bookkeeper sees you paid $45 for a $15 cab ride, and they say, oh, well, I was in a hurry. I was trying to do something. And then the bookkeeper goes back to the millennial twerp who's trying to say they needed a $45 cab ride. And he's saying, listen, you didn't need a $45 cab ride. We're going to give you the cab money, and that $30 is on you. So that's been happening a lot because these surge price bills on their credit cards are coming in from running around in December, and they're only getting a lot of these people what the metered rate would have been in a cab, and these companies they work for don't want to know about surge pricing. It's like, listen, you're not that important. If you're going to surge price, you surge price. Don't surge price me. Surge price yourself. And the other thing is they say the Uber driver quality has gone down the drain. And let me explain to you why that has happened. Because when Uber first started, when Uber first started, their drivers were making a fortune.
Right.
I mean, I felt like a schmuck running around in the street because they had a minimal amount of cars, and the guys who went to Uber were getting this flood of work and surge pricing and all this stuff. They were making literally, when Uber first came out into the scene, about double what the yellow cabbies were making. So all the yellow cabbies heard that and jumped into Uber. Now, Uber does not have a vehicle cap where they have X amount of vehicles. Uber, in their idiocy and greed, just kept popping out Uber cars and drivers like gumdrops because they're getting 20% of everything or 25% of everything. They could care less about what the drivers are making. They just want to flood the streets with cars and cover the work, and that's been their Waterloo, and that's what's made it for us. So now these Uber drivers are making less than us because Uber has just flooded the streets with these dopey cars. And it works to our advantage. And I'm very happy that the yellow cab business in New York 75 years ago had the brains to cap the number of yellow cab vehicles, not only for the environment, but so the cabbies can make a living. This leads into a little report that came out, which is disgusting. And I'm going to throw that to you because you've read it.
Well, I started reading it, and I got through to page 6 or 7, and I said to myself, these guys got paid $2 million to make up this report that I could have sat at my desk and done with my eyes closed for $50.
What is the history of this report, just for people just coming into the program?
The history of this report is that our mayor, Mayor Bill de Blasio, wanted to put a cap on the number of Uber cars, which would have been genius, okay?
Right.
But Uber, you know, you cried and moaned and yawned and put out $12 million worth of ads about how valuable they are to everybody, and they got all the politicians shaking in their shoes, you know, about that they're going to lose all these votes. So, and then Cuomo came running down, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to help Uber expand in the whole state of New York. They need a New York State license, you know, we need them everywhere, you know. Politicians shaking in their shoes because Uber has all this money that they sucked out of investors, okay?
Good word.
Okay.
Very good word. Yeah,
right.
Go ahead.
You know, they're a money-sucking machine, okay? They're $400-something million in the hole annually, okay? I've been reading about how, you know, now the money-suckies are shaking in their shoes, okay? All right? And,
right.
I'm reading words like, if Uber collapses, if Uber, you know, folds, if Uber, you know, it's all based on an IPO, okay, which is I forget what it stands for.
Initial public offering.
Right, initial public offering, okay, of stock, which isn't happening because who's going to buy a stock from a company that's losing money, right?
Every year. Every single year.
Right, okay. Right. You know, and now it seems that the investment money may be drying up. Okay, so Uber could collapse. They could just go, we're losing money, we're not getting anybody to support us anymore. And I long for that day, okay? How I long for that day.
Well,
maybe they can make money in India or they can make money in the Congo, okay?
Right.
You know, they can get some camels or in the Congo, they can get elephants, I think. Okay, call it Uber.
Uber Congo.
Uber Congo or Uber Elephant. Okay?
Right.
Anyway.
I just want to say, we just got a tweet checked in. Want to give a shout out to Ruben Diaz, the borough president of the Bronx, is checking in into our little experience here. So thank you very much, Ruben Diaz Jr. Borough president of the Bronx.
Yeah.
So a lot of cabbies live in the Bronx. Want to give a shout out to the great Ruben Diaz Jr. So
yeah,
that's what we want to do.
And Mr. Diaz, keep those green cabs rolling, okay? From what I understand from Nancy Soria, I did an interview with her last week or 2 weeks ago, and the Ubers are smothering her by picking up her street hails, okay?
Okay,
in the Bronx.
Folks, we have a great show. We have a lot of show. All right, let's get back to the...
Okay, what happened was, you know, de Blasio agreed to a four-month study of the traffic congestion and to see if Uber was was to blame. So the study says basically this: Uber's not to blame, but they could be if they keep expanding. That's it. That's it. You could read 12 pages of nonsense. Okay, and charts that and charts that nobody could decipher. Okay,
right.
I don't know who made these charts, but I don't know if you need an advanced education in nonsense to read these charts. Okay, you know, I mean, take a look at this study, folks. It's on NYCTaxiNews.com. You can download it. Okay, but I'm reading this and I'm saying this is very boring. This is so boring, and everything I'm reading is something I already knew. Okay, so really...
Somehow along the line, somebody somewhere got $2 million to write 12 pages.
Right, and I would have been happy to do it for 50 bucks.
I thought you were
going to
say 50 grand.
No, $50. I would have wrote 3 pages and said everything they said. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I think.
All right?
You got to start throwing people. People have to start being thrown in jail, I think, pretty soon. Because there was a guy, Bruce Schaller.
Yes.
Who wrote great reports.
He
My
did.
My God, this guy
yes.
was like a genius.
Yes.
And I don't know. We really have to get a hold of him. But I think what happened was he got a job with the city. I think he wrote reports in the private sector that was so great, the city said, like, listen, we got to hire this guy. He's going to ruin everything.
Well,
so,
anyway, I got to admit that I only got up to page 6 or 7 when I just said I can't read any more of this. Okay? But I will attempt to read the rest. So if there's any information in there that we didn't know, okay, perhaps it's in the last 4 or 5 pages. All
right?
And it doesn't even end with a clear conclusion, because I did jump to the conclusion, okay? You know, the conclusive page, okay? So, I don't know, $2 million for this kind of study, okay? Look, folks, Uber has all these cars out there that aren't making money that are adding to the traffic. Okay?
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
What part of adding to the traffic did this study not understand?
Well, let me jump back to the throwing people in jail crack that I made. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of well-intended people who work for the city.
Right.
And obviously, there are not a lot of well-intended people who work for the city who, in my mind, it's the old what's the chicken, what's the egg. Did somebody get a job then started working with Uber? Or was somebody working with Uber that decided to sneak in and get a job to shift things around to go Uber's way? Now, my thing that I'm hearing now is that Uber representatives with the taxi commission and chairperson Yoshi, apparently this woman can't tell people to get lost. She can tell us to get lost, but these Uber representatives, they have so many meetings and representatives and sessions and all this stuff. It's like someone on New Year's Day sleeping on the floor. It's like, listen, you got to get out of here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Here's the thing with the Commissioner Yoshi from the CEO. First of all, she's a Bloomberg leftover. I mean, historically, historically the new mayor gets his own person in the plum job of taxi commission. So for whatever reason, de Blasio thinks she knows what she's doing, but she is a Bloomberg leftover. And she should have, I think, just offered her resignation, and whether or not de Blasio accepts it or not is you know, up to him. But I really think she's doing a terrible job, I hate to say it, because whether she's on board with the Uber stuff or whether she's, quote, too nice and can't say no to people, the only thing I see her doing is hammering the yellow cabs with these pilot programs where we have to buy all these crazy dopey gadgets. There's a driver shortage, so the first thing she should have done as a commissioner of the TLC, and say, listen, there's a yellow cab driver shortage. Let's offer the drivers a fare increase to get them back. Boom. 1, 2, 3. It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
And then give the owners a little something to get better cars and keep better cars. But I mean, the first thing, if you have half a brain and you're the taxi commissioner and you see cars sitting in the lot in these yellow cab garages, you say, listen, the drivers aren't money. We've got to make it so these cabbies will make more money. Because they're leaving because the economy's better and there's other things for them to do. She's done nothing. I don't know what she does. What does she do? Do you have any idea what this woman does?
She talks to at lectures. You know, she lectures for Crane's breakfast and she did say some promising things at a lecture that she gave on the 14th. Okay, and you know, I have the Crane's article in front of me. I'm trying to find where it is, you know, where she said, yellow cabs still carry far more passengers than their rivals, 397,000 trips a day compared with 141,000 for Uber. Okay, well, you know, that's a big jump. Jump in.
Yeah. She's a big rival person. It's like, listen, Chairperson Yoshi, it shouldn't be rivals. They should not have been allowed to get to this point at all, ever.
Right.
The TLC, the TLC issued their own printed taxi medallions, auctioned them off with the clear language that is for yellow cab street hail, and they keep start saying competition and rivals. They guaranteed us exclusivity. There's no competition and rival. What they're doing, in my opinion, is illegal. I don't know why she's let it get to this point. I think the Blasio should just walk in and say, listen, this isn't really working out. Every time I ask you to do something, I get the opposite. It's time for you to go. Over. 10-4. Goodbye. Get someone else in there. And I'm up to my wits end. I try to be supportive of her, but it's very hard to do. I don't know what's going on. Do you have any idea what's going on there?
No, I don't. Okay. You know, they want to start a health fund for the taxi drivers. You know,
again with the health fund.
Yeah,
this
is in the city council agenda that they're going to pass legislation to start a health fund. Okay.
Again with the health fund.
Okay, another bill would require it to wreck health care. It says two bills. The two bills specifically target the black car industry. I'm reading from Politico, okay, in which Uber is now a dominant player. A proposal by Councilman Yandis Rodriguez and Dan Garodnik would require that black car drivers give riders a price estimate on the cost of the trip that cannot increase by more than 20%. Okay?
What does that mean?
That means if they give them a $500 fare for 16 blocks, that it cannot increase more than $100. That's what it means.
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay, all right. You know, the yellow cabs can't increase at one penny. If you go charge more than $10 more than what the meter says, that you could lose your license. That's in the rule book. Okay.
I wish you or Dave from the Taxi Insider or me or someone who drove a cab would be chairperson of the TLC. The first thing I would do, I would go to like these Uber representatives and say, listen, you've been showing up here every day with these ideas and these meetings. I'm sick and tired of these Uber ideas and meetings. I'm going to get an order of protection. If you violate the order of protection, I'm going to be thrown in jail. Are we clear about that? Boom. For day one, I would just say, listen, I know what you're doing. You want to keep like a stranglehold on this commission by these meetings and meetings and meetings. It's almost like OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder people, have been hired by Uber and sent straight to the TLC. And I think Yoshi, that might jump to the fact that she's a nice person. Listen, stop being so nice. Lock the door. Put the answering machine on and say, listen, I don't have time for these knuckleheads from Uber. Tell them to get lost. And in fact, I even heard Uber rented space in the TLC building. I mean, how's that?
This is right. And you know something? Let me tell you the way I see this. What happened was Bloomberg, you know, after being mayor for 12 years, he pretty much had a really great picture of what goes on, you know, with the TLC.
Right.
And he saw that anybody could walk in the door. And I believe, you know, I'm only guessing, okay, but I think this is a fair guess, that Bloomberg, who has invested millions and millions of dollars into these companies, Lyft, I know he invested in Lyft, I read that, okay, and he's he's probably invested a bunch in Uber, okay, you know, He demised our industry so much because of a few people that he had run-ins with. Okay, a couple of lawsuits he lost. Okay, forget about the little guy that drives a cab every day and doesn't have money to take Bloomberg to court. Okay, which is most of the industry. Okay, but he said, I'm going to get these guys. I don't care who I have to kill in the process. Okay. All right, you know,
maybe not using the word kill or destroy.
Well, it's like a war, you know. Planes bomb civilian properties to get the bad guys that are there, and they kill civilians. And they say, well, that's just collateral damage. Well, try telling the guy that's dead that he was collateral damage. Okay, he doesn't have a voice.
Exactly.
He doesn't have a voice after that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Bloomberg saw where the doors were open, and I believe, I know, and I don't have this as a fact, I'm going to say that, but I believe that he's coaching them from backstage.
Oh, I believe that 1,000%. I believe,
yeah.
I believe that there's just like a sprinkling of stuff we know from behind the scenes. And I keep, like you said, I keep seeing, on the one hand, Uber's losing $400 million a year, and on the other hand, I keep seeing the same number. It was $40 billion for a year. They kept saying there was $40 billion. Now it's $61 billion. It's not $58 billion. It's not $63 billion. It's not $45 billion. You have these hundreds of thousands of propaganda emails saying $61 billion. Why? Because they can. I mean,
because
they just put it on the Internet.
Because the more money that's put up for them, the more they could say they're worth. Okay, but
right.
How about all the money that they're losing? You know, shouldn't that be deducted from their worth?
I you know, in the normal world, you would say, okay, listen,
yeah.
I understand that I understand you're saying how wonderful you are. Let's take a look at the books, and they never want to do that. And anytime you look at the books, it's a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
So I think, now the other thing I want to touch on is, something we had a little bit of a dust up over, and I'm very upset that the TLC now wants to lower the standards for becoming a taxi driver in New York City because they want it to be on a level playing field with Uber. Again, with this nonsense, why are we lowering yellow cab driver standards to Uber? That should be the last thing we do. We should increase the yellow cab driver standards so that the people, which they're doing now, start complimenting the yellow cab drivers about how wonderful they are, because the Uber drivers suck. Not all of them, but a lot of them are just horrible with the Uber drivers, and people are coming back to the yellow cabs because our service are better. And now, unfortunately, I take cabs all the time and drive cabs all the time, unfortunately.
Okay,
like
okay.
All the time.
Let me jump in here. Okay,
yeah.
Let me jump in here. There's good and bad. There's good and bad in everything. Okay, I'm sure Uber has some good drivers also. Okay, and I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sure the yellow taxis. The yellow taxi drivers. There have always been bad apples. Okay, I mean, never has it been that every yellow cab driver was as good as you and me. Okay.
Right.
All right, and I say that. I say that very confidently, knowing what a great driver I was. Okay. I mean, I drove for 42 years. And not once was I ever reported to the taxi commission for anything that I did while driving a passenger. Okay? The only time I ever wound up at the taxi commission was if I had a light bulb out. Okay? Something of, along that nature, all right?
Or a lane changer.
That was another thing. I don't want to get into that, okay? That ridiculous traffic ticket that I got, which was dismissed, all right? Okay.
It was dismissed. There you go. That's
all right. Okay. But what I'm trying to say is that the main reason that we're hurting so much, well, we have been, but, you know, things have turned back in our direction, okay, according to some articles I've read. But the reason was because cars were sitting, okay?
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with filling up the cars with drivers, you know, be it whether they're experienced or not. Everybody has to get experience somewhere, okay? My first day in a taxi, I was a natural, okay? I was a native New Yorker. I knew my way around without any lessons, okay? Okay, I was a little shaky on places in Queens. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. I was, you know, and the Bronx I didn't know too well. But I was able to learn that quite easily with the help of the passengers.
Right.
Okay? And nowadays you have GPS, so all you have to do is type in, you know, the address where you're going, and that's enough that you won't get lost. All right?
Right.
Okay?
Before I forget, as we jump around, I'm getting a delayed reaction on this Yoshi with the competition routine. And out of all the things she says publicly, this commissioner of the TLC, who I'm starting to think shouldn't even be there, with this competition routine, how did it become competition? What competition?
It's
a disaster.
Mike, I'm not finished with my thoughts. Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay, you're just so upset by it that you keep blabbing it. And I don't blame you for that, okay? But what I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say is that anybody, you know, could get behind the wheel of a yellow cab, and if they're nice people and they could drive, okay, and put up with all of the stresses of driving a New York City taxi cab, okay. You know, you get into the taxi, and the meter speaks for itself. It says how much you're going to be charged. There's none of this, well, how much is it now? Oh, well, we're on triple surge, there's none of that, okay? You look at the meter, you see what you see a progression in the price as you travel along. It starts at, was it 250 still, right? And
yep.
with the 50-cent surcharge or whatever surcharge is enforced at the time. It's actually now an 80-cent surcharge, okay? And then
the dollar at the rush hour.
Dollar at the rush hour. And you can see, you know, I just went four blocks 50 cents. I just went four blocks 50 cents, okay? And by the end of the ride, maybe it's $12, maybe it's $15, maybe it's $18. You see what you're paying, okay?
Right.
Okay? So fill up these cars with drivers, and nobody is pushing their button for Uber. Okay, that's the most important thing. Okay,
You got to cover the work, right?
And when Uber realizes that they're losing even more money now because the yellow cabs are out on the street, okay, then their IPO people will say, "Well, that's it for Uber." Okay, this is a kill or be killed situation, Mike. All right.
Say that one more time. What kind of situation is this?
It's a kill or be killed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is a war. This is a war. I was in the Army, Mike. You know something? During the Vietnam War. I'm going to tell you something. Okay? And fortunately, I didn't go to Vietnam, and I didn't have to kill any human beings, which the thought of that upset me so much that I didn't know how I would handle it if I did get orders to go to Vietnam. Okay, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay? But I remember in basic training, okay, we were doing what's called bayonet drills, okay? You know, you have a bayonet at the end of your rifle, and we were doing a bayonet training, and I said to my sergeant, I said, "I don't think I can do this." And he said to me, "If you don't, you'll die." Okay?
Okay.
All right? And that's the situation we're in here now. Okay, it's kill or be killed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or suppress them to the point where they just plain go out of business, all right?
Yeah.
And stop this nonsense, okay? Because we're not getting any help from the politicians, okay?
We really aren't. I'm very, very mad.
You know, we may get a lot of help from the courts, okay? And a lot of people have their fingers crossed that the federal courts will do the right thing. All right?
Right.
Okay? But we have to be out there so that people know they prefer to take a yellow taxi. You know, I don't care how much money I have in my pocket. Okay? I'm going to take a yellow taxi if I know one is available to me. Before I get into a car that's going to charge me three times, four times, five times the rate. Okay?
Yes.
Okay? I don't care. I could be a billionaire. I'm still going to get in a yellow taxi. Why should I throw away money? Okay? Why? Because somebody's going to give me a, because somebody's going to offer me a bottle of water? And I understand those days are gone also. There's no more water.
Water is over.
Okay, right. There's no more water. And these cars must be getting, raggedy and like taxi cabs do after a while, hitting all these potholes. Right, on the streets in New York, right? Okay? You know, cars don't stay too long, okay? And if you're riding around all day, I don't care what kind of car you have, it's going to rattle after a while, okay?
It's going to stink after a while.
It's going to stink after a while. There's really no difference between an Uber car and a taxi cab, okay? Once they're used. And from what I understand, these guys aren't making enough money to buy new cars.
Well, this is the problem right now. I said before, I was talking to one cab driver who was in turn talking to a used car dealer. He said he sold the same Uber car like three or four times. Like, these guys buy these Uber cars, they go on the road, they don't want to do it anymore. So they lose their, like, deposit on the car, they bring it back to the car dealer, and he finds the next sucker to get on the road with Uber. And I'll tell you, the only thing Uber is doing, in my opinion, they're selling a can of soda. It's like, if you want to sell a can of soda and make millions of dollars, you need advertising, you need models, you need pizzazz. But when you get right down to it, what is it? It's a can, it's carbon water, carbon dioxide, you know, like it's soda water, some sugar, and flavoring. And it costs maybe like, you know, 20 cents to make. You sell it for a dollar. This is what Uber's doing. I mean, they're giving people an app, and the driver is giving them 20% of the fare for something that comes in on an app, where I think the driver, I mean, right in the beginning I heard Uber was going to charge the yellow cab drivers between 3 and 5% of the taxi fare, which I thought was a good idea, but of course the so-called leader said like, oh, 5%, bleh! And I said, listen, these guys are slipping a doorman $5 for a JFK job. Uber wants you to split in $2.50. It's not that bad. So, of course, they told Uber to get lost, and now Uber is Uber. Mm-hmm. So, oh, the other thing, if I could talk about that Arrow thing I was asking you about.
Oh, yeah.
That nobody knows. All right. I have Arrow in my cab, all right?
Right.
Arrow is not doing, in my opinion, as well as Wait to Ride, because the Wait to Ride drivers are getting a lot of business, and they're very happy, and they're getting a lot of revenue from their app. And Arrow, I really, I'm a little disappointed in the volume that's coming from Arrow. But 1 week ago, I was in the West Village in Manhattan. It was a rainy Friday night, so it's like all of a sudden the Arrow call comes in. Who cares? It's a rainy Friday night. You're not getting any extra money for picking up an Arrow call, which is a big problem, I think. They should hit off the cab driver like a $5 pickup fee on the Arrow calls. Just like Uber, at least it's worth to go meet somebody on the call. Because it's rainy Friday night, you have five people standing in front of you. Why in God's name are you going to pick up an app call for the same money? Definite versus maybe. So anyway, an Arrow call comes in, and as soon as the Arrow call comes into my yellow cab, I saw three or four little black Uber Camry cars, Uber X Camry cars, stopping on a dime, weaving to the side of the road, responding at the exact same moment that I get an Arrow call, right? So I said, that's a little strange. Maybe they're getting the same call, but why would they get the same call if I'm a taxi app?
Well,
so, okay, whatever.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, you know, we talked about this off the air last night, okay? And you know, when you get an e-hail, as it's called,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't it go to one particular car first? I mean, it doesn't go to 15 cabs, or does it? I remember in the old days of the radios. Okay, I had a radio for a little while, you know, back in the early 1980s, late 70s. I don't remember exactly when.
Right.
Okay, and it used to be that you get a radio call and they say first call Manhattan. And all the
exactly.
radio people would hear it, and whoever responds first gets the call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now with Arrow or Way to Ride, how does that work? You know, legitimately, how does that work?
How it works is, obviously, somebody punches their cell phone, like the passenger punches their cell phone, they want a car.
Right.
They want an app call. So the app call then sifts through all the GPS information, and the GPS identifies vehicles that are in that area, right?
Right.
So it goes out to the vehicles in the area. Like, if you're in the Bronx,
yeah,
you're not going to get the app call coming into your area because it doesn't tell you where you're picking up or where the call is going, but the app itself sifts through the vehicles in the area to narrow it down to something that would be logical, like a 10-block radius or a 5-block radius or what have you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What this is doing, I don't know if there's a cross-platform with Uber cars and yellow cabs.
Well,
if there are,
well,
if there
on,
is,
hold
I'll
on, hold on. Well, my question is, when the call comes in for the e-hail, does it only go to one car, or does it go to a few cars that are in the area?
It goes to a few cars that are in the area, and then it's up to you to bid on it right away. So that's why everybody is driving dangerously when they drive for Uber, because the call comes in, and you have to respond to that call right away. The first one to respond gets the call, which is why these guys slam the brakes on, pull over to the side of the road, and get it to
Okay, so what you think is that some of these Uber cars have the Arrow app.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what's going on. Because maybe they can download the Arrow app onto their phone.
Yeah.
And I'd be very interested to now dig this. Now, first of all, I'm not getting any calls at all coming in through Arrow for about a week. And I have the system, and the system works. So it's very light with the calls with Arrow. And the Arrow guys, I think are friends of ours, and we could say that.
Yeah.
They're like industry friends of ours.
Right.
But they're really, it's really just, I'm wondering what they're doing. I mean,
is the Arrow app available to vehicles other than taxi cabs?
We have to find that out.
Because this is
the problem I have.
Okay, all right. So listen, I'm putting out a call right now, you know, to people listening to the show to answer that question. Okay, to email nyctaxinews@aol.com. That's all one word, nyctaxinews@aol.com. And if you know the answer to that question, please do so. Okay?
Well, let me follow up that question with something else that happened at Kennedy Airport. So a week goes by, the app system is bone dry. I'm not getting any calls from anywhere. Even on a slow night, I would like to at least have a few calls drift in from somewhere, or the Arrow app. And then last night I'm at JFK, I'm coming in from a shorty ticket, which means that to the layperson,
right,
you can go back to the front of the line
because
you just did a short job
right
by Kennedy Airport. So I all of a sudden I'm going into the road leading to the taxi lot, and an Arrow call comes in. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I really don't need the Arrow call because I have a shorty ticket and I'm going back to the front of the line. So again, why trade a definite for a maybe? But as soon as the call comes into my system, again, I see two standard Uber X Camry cars slamming on the brakes in front of me, pulling over to the right, like they've just won the lottery or something because the call comes in. Because these Uber guys don't get a lot of calls coming out of Kennedy Airport. They're
okay, so you're thinking that the call went and they got the call also at the same time as you. Okay, that's what you're thinking.
Right,
and this we don't know for a fact. It could just be a coincidence. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? That maybe they got one of their Uber calls or something. Okay? We don't know.
Uh-huh.
And let's leave it at that, and let's see if we could find out. And I think I suggested to you last night that you go onto the Taxi Dave show on WOR and kind of tell this story to the whole city.
I hope so, because there's two. Okay, before we get that answer, there's two ways of looking at it, Abe.
Yeah.
It's like, the Arrow folks, which I hope they're not doing, we were sold under the idea it's a taxi app. And I hope the Arrow folks haven't said, like, well, we just need to get as many cars as possible and making it like a general mainstream app.
I believe that the Arrow app is supposed to be in taxis only. Okay, let's see what we can find out. If it's supposed to be in taxis only, and it is in fact in other vehicles, then they're hacking into the system.
That would be a mess.
Look, if anybody could get the Arrow app, I mean, you could theoretically you could go out there with a 1969 Volkswagen Beetle and have the Arrow app in your car. Okay.
Right. Well. Listen. This is what we got. This is our, and I say our listening to our listening audience, our loyal listeners. We have a lot of loyal listeners.
All right, let's go to the next subject. Okay.
All right. So the other thing is that I want to talk about is bandwagon. I mean, you know as much as I do about bandwagon. You tell me, because you've done some homework. What is bandwagon?
Bandwagon is an app for people at airports to find group riding. Okay. In other words, if you're going from JFK to Manhattan, and it's $52 flat rate, right?
Yeah.
And you find somebody to ride with you, then it's $26 a piece. And if in fact that creates more trips for the yellow cabs, there's nothing wrong with it. But still, I think the driver should get a little bit more money. You know, like instead of them paying $26 a piece, perhaps they should pay $30 a piece and let the driver get an extra $8. All right.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. Okay, but I don't see anywhere in the literature of a bandwagon where the driver gets anything extra.
This is what I thought, because I was at JFK the other day, and it was like a Seinfeld episode. I go up to, I think it was Terminal 5, which is JetBlue, and I see two dispatchers, what's the name of that crazy, Gateway Dispatching, the people who won the bid for dispatching services at JFK, Gateway Dispatching. They already have dispatchers, and now I pull up to Terminal 5, there's a line of people, there's two Gateway Dispatchers in their yellow and brown uniforms, and then I see three people and a guy with a clipboard with a blazing red motif working the line and talking to people. I was like, wow, what is this, like the Red Cross? Were they handing out coffee? Is it a soccer team? I didn't know what was going on. So then all of a sudden I asked this person, so what are they? He goes, that's bandwagon. I said, what? And all of a sudden a guy gets into my cab, like just a guy with a little suitcase. He's coming in. We're going back to the city from Kennedy. And all of a sudden the person in the red jacket goes, excuse me, sir, are you going to the city? And we're like leaving. The guy's got the door, but he's in. He's like, yes. She goes, would you like to share with one of the other passengers? And he looks at her and goes like, no, it's okay. And I'm saying to myself, who needs this person? What do you mean share? As the guy's getting into my cab, she's asking him, does he want to share? And I'm saying like, why are they at the back of the line where there's like people waiting for half an hour asking if they want to share to move it along from the back of the line? But this woman comes up to the guy who's getting into my cab and asks him if he wants to share. And then it jumps back to what you're saying. It's like, okay, well, if it's a group ride, and she's asking him to share, so instead of him paying 52, he'll pay 35, and then I get two other people paying 35, then he's paying half price, and I'm getting $100. Right. I'm on board with that all the way.
Right.
But apparently, what they're doing is they're getting a $5 bill from each people that they put in the cab, and I'm getting nothing. I'm just getting more aggravation and more liability.
Well, if the taxi driver isn't getting any more, and they shouldn't be there hustling people. People should be using the app, okay?
This is
the ultimate definition of the word parasite.
Yeah.
Okay? All right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're getting their $5 a piece.
Right.
They're getting $5 a piece, you know?
Now, listen, I believe that TLC has approved this app. What I don't understand is why haven't they promoted the approval? I haven't heard a word out of the TLC about bandwagon.
Well, I saw it was on the bandwagon propaganda poster that they had, like, next to the line.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something else, man. The bandwagon so-called representatives, they I don't know where they got these folks from, but they look, can I use the word a little sketchy? I
mean, sketchy? That's not a dirty word.
Sketchy, I'm going to go with the word sketchy. Okay,
sketchy's fine.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever driven a cab. I don't think they've ever been in the taxi business. And I really don't know where they got these people from, but I'm going to go with sketchy. And you can see a lot of people, like, just shying away. Because all of a sudden they're being hit on by someone who's 6'5", with a big red jacket, saying, excuse me, sir. When it's like, listen, I don't want excuse me, sir. I've been waiting online for 20 minutes. I just got off a plane. What is the guy selling? Verizon? Is he selling AT&T? Is he selling popcorn? You know, who is this guy with his red jacket if I just want to get in the cab? And the Port Authority approved it. I think it's the Port Authority pilot program.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked the dispatcher, the supervisor at the, they made a lot of JFK, I said, listen, can I ask you something? I said, why do we need bandwagon out there? She goes, we don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? She goes, all of a sudden one day they're just there, and the Port Authority said they approved them. And it's like, and I said, well, why can't the dispatchers, the taxi dispatchers are there every day? If they're going to do a group riding program, why don't they just let the existing taxi dispatchers who are there every day for years and years and who have a contract with the Port Authority, I'm thinking they could do the same damn thing with less aggravation than to bring in some brand new whoop-de-doo program with bandwagon. It's very strange, Abe. It's just another weird, parasitical
situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Mike. You know, let's leave it at that. Okay. You've made your point. Okay. We want to know what is going on here, okay? Okay, that's
so the
what we
two
want
things
to know.
We have to
all right? All right.
Yeah.
All right, so, Mike, you know, it's amazing how fast we can use up 45 minutes. Okay?
Damn right.
Okay, and, you know, we didn't even get to your proposed fare increase. Okay?
My proposed fare increase.
Yeah, but we're going to save that for the next show. All right?
Well, let's just give a tease for the next show, because I want to get this process moving along.
Well, you know, we believe, we without going into detail, we believe that a fare increase is due to the yellow industry, okay? If they think people can't pay a little bit more, you know, they're wrong because people are paying a lot more to the wrong people, okay?
Right.
All right.
That's the one thing. That's the one thing they've proven. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just say that Mike has come up with a very interesting outline of what the fare should be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do another show soon, I hope, Mike. What do you think?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we're back. I mean, it was just with the holidays and the new year
yeah.
and blah blah blah.
Okay.
It was a little bit tricky.
Okay, so that's going to be that's going to be on the next show, I promise. Okay, and I just want to say something to all of you guys out there that are freaking out and want to sell your medallions yesterday. Hold on to them, please. Okay, because the banks aren't lending, the credit unions aren't lending, and to those that think that they want to do these owner holds the mortgage deals, you're nuts. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, because
I was,
and we're going to talk about this on our next show also, because I have a gentleman that I'm going to talk to later today or maybe tomorrow who's thinking of doing that, and, you know, the numbers don't add up on a deal like that, and the risks are unbelievable, okay?
So, I might be one of those guys, but I'm just saying, what is it? The owner, you know, like owner finances the sale of it.
Well, apparently, from hearsay I've been getting from a couple of people that have been emailing me, is that you know since the credit unions aren't lending, there are still people out there that want to buy medallions, okay? And they're
right.
proposing that the owners hold the mortgages for 15 years, okay? And
who's proposing it?
The buyers.
Oh, the borrowers.
The buyers, the people that want to buy. Okay.
Oh, the buyers.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and but that's it. You know, this. I don't know if the TLC would allow this. Somebody hinted to me that their broker said that they would back them up, and if they needed to repossess, and I don't want to. Let's leave it at that and save that for the next show. Okay. All right, because I want to I'm trying to get more information on that. Okay.
Well, the first thing that the chairperson Yoshi of the Taxi Commission has to do with anything involving yellow cab financing, she has to call Uber and get Uber's permission to see if it's okay. I'm guessing that's
okay,
the way it goes.
Mike, okay, we know that. All right. I don't think Uber has anything to say about it, but they seem to want to say about everything, you know, they give their opinion, okay?
Right.
My opinion to Uber is stay out of it. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
All right? Okay.
Well, because this way Chairman Yoshi can make sure the competition involving Uber favors Uber, and especially since Uber shouldn't even be here in the first place.
All right, Mike, lighten up. All right, let's call it a show now, okay? And you know,
I want us to do a 4-hour marathon right now.
I can't.
This is your fault.
My bladder is filling up. Just like in the taxi, you can't get out of the seat when your bladder is full. I'm sitting here in a chair next to my computer because my bladder is filling up. I want to end the show. Okay?
Well, if your bladder is filling up, you should go walk over to the Uber building
and use one of the Uber toilets.
One of the Uber buildings for your relief.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me ask you this.
put it on the web, yes.
I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking, all right? So
okay,
I'm going to leave it at that, all right? Okay, so listen.
Wait till your colon fills up.
Listen, it's great to be back on the air, Mike. I'm glad we did this show finally, all right? It's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
Been
happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
back.
New
we're
Year.
Happy
back
New
Year.
In action.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Mike.
Now please, so what are the two homework assignments we have for the candies? We want them to check out The Arrow app, if it's on a, if everybody's getting Arrow calls or just the yellow cab,
right.
That's one.
And the other one.
And
is
we want them to do some homework on bandwagon. What are they?
Yeah. What are they? Who are they? How are they?
Yeah. All the W's. Check out all the W's with Arrow and bandwagon. And we're gonna have information for the next show. Don't you worry.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go knocking on doors. I want to know.
Okay.
All right, Abe, it's a great show as always.
All right.
Happy birthday, America. I don't know why I said that, but
just
all the elections, every day is an election campaign thing. So we're,
right.
Abe, I want you to run for president of something. I want you to be running for president in the next year.
Okay, I'm going to run for president of the of NYC Taxi News. Okay, I'm already the president, but I'm going to run for it.
You've done a heck of a job. This is Abe. You're a late bloomer with the computer field, but you're head and shoulders above the rest of the maddening pack.
So, okay.
All right. Good night, New York. Goodbye, New York. I'm back on the road. Abe, good luck in the bunker down there, and we'll see you guys next week.
And bye-bye, New York.
Okay, bye-bye. See
bye.
You. Bye.